I'd like to talk to you about a friend who's always there. And that, of course, is our Lord Jesus Christ. He tells us in the very last statement he makes to the apostles at the time of his ascension, I will be with you till the end of the world. What magnificent and consoling words for any believer. I will be with you. And these words take up the words of the Lord to Moses long before in the book of Exodus. Don't be afraid, I will be with you. Many times in the Jewish scriptures and in the New Testament, the words are said, He is with us, don't be afraid, I will be with you. And we all know that because Christ is the Son of God and the eternal Word of God, we can pray to him at any time. In his mystical, mysterious presence as God, he is with us and hears us everywhere. But you know, it's hard to talk to somebody who's everywhere. We have to focus our mind, we have to pull ourselves together and say, I'm in his presence. It's been part of the tradition of Catholic piety, perhaps more the intuition of St. Francis than anybody else, that we have a special kind of presence with Christ in the Holy Eucharist. And for this reason, when St. Francis came to a church, he would fall on his face and shout out for all to hear, We adore you, most holy Lord Jesus Christ, here and in all your churches throughout the world, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. I am incredibly grateful to God that all of my life I have known that I could go to a church or a chapel or any place where the Blessed Sacrament of the Eucharist was held, and I would be there in the mysterious but physical presence of Christ, not only as the Word of God through whom all things are made, but I could be there as if I were in Nazareth or Bethlehem or Jerusalem. I would be there not only in the presence of the Son of God, but also the Son of Man, the Son of Mary. This is a deeply, deeply moving devotion and tremendously reinforcing. If you're a Catholic, you should always show profound reverence in the presence of the Eucharist. This is my body, this is my blood. But if you are not a Catholic, and you want to come into a Catholic church and find the tabernacle marked by the sanctuary lamp, go there and pause and know that according to the teaching of the church, according to an army of saints, according to some of the great holy people of modern times, you are there in the presence of Jesus of Nazareth. And what does he say to any one of us? Come to me. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened. And if you happen to be someone who is at odds with God, you've got some addiction, some compulsive sin, something you can't give up, go anyway. You can't receive communion, but kneel there and speak to Christ in your wounds. Say, Lord, come to me, because I desperately need you. Come to me as you came to the sick and the weak and the lonely. Come to me. There are even people listening to this program sometime who are angry at God. They're furious at God. Maybe they're even furious at Christ. Go in to a church. Find the sanctuary lamp. Find the tabernacle. And speak to him. In return, you will hear silence. Because God speaks to us in silence. But if you are ready, that silence will not simply be the absence of sound. It'll be a rich, a powerful, a pregnant silence. St. Augustine says that Christ speaks to us in silence. He says to us, if to anyone all the world became silent, and he speaks to us in that silence, then we will hear him in a special way. The Holy Eucharistic presence of Christ is something that people do not understand or value as much as they should. I probably have to look back on my life and say that I did not value it always as much as I should have. I was once stationed where there was an interfaith chapel where we could not reserve the Eucharist. And I learned to pray to Christ as fervently as I could without it. But then it came back. And the reason this devotion came back to me is at that very time I got to know Mother Teresa. And I saw reflected in her the most profound personal relationship to Christ in the Eucharist. Many times I gave benediction when Mother Teresa was there. Many times I offered the Mass. And I watched her. I could see that she was in the presence of Jesus of Nazareth. We all need a friend. We all at times feel lonely, misunderstood, perhaps very sorry for ourselves. Sometimes we're frightened. Sometimes we're depressed. Sometimes we feel that it's completely beyond us all. That's when you should say to yourself the words of Jesus, come to me. Come to me. And make a visit to him. Open your hearts and minds and just talk to him. I just wrote a little book of meditations in the presence of the sacrament, in the presence of Jesus. The whole purpose of this book is to just help people, a little pamphlet put out by Creative Communications. You'll see it around. They're my own personal prayers in the presence of Jesus. And I have to tell you that nothing in my life has been as consoling as to know that he, Jesus of Nazareth, Son of God and Son of Mary, is there for me with his body and blood. And when you come to him, say, we adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Amen.